In today's capsule episode, you'll discover a simple way to set boundaries that work.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Hester. Let's get started. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. Today is day two of our 12-day holiday capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful and Complicated Time of the Year. These 12 episodes will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They are real moments for real humans. Today, we're stepping into a topic that so many of us wish we could skip: navigating tricky family dynamics during the holidays. By the end of today's short reflection, you will understand why boundaries are essential for LGBTQ plus families this time of year. You will learn a simple, shame-free way to script your boundaries so you do not freeze in the moment. And you will be able to practice a 60-second visualization to help you hold your ground with grace. So let's get into it. Imagine this scenario. You're in the car in the driveway before a family gathering. Your stomach is in absolute knots, and you are rehearsing possible conversations that might happen in your head. You know that your uncle will have something to say, and your kid is quiet in the backseat while you're trying to smile at them and say, "It'll be fine," while your insides are saying, "I really don't know if it will." Holidays have a way of activating old patterns that we have not lived in for years. You walk into the house you grew up in or a relative's house, and suddenly you're 17 again, managing personalities, smoothing tension, or shrinking yourself to keep the peace. This is all real. And I want you to take a moment right now to acknowledge the work that you have done. If you have already set boundaries, or if you are thinking about setting boundaries, I want you to repeat to yourself over and over: boundaries are not selfish. And if you are parenting or supporting an LGBTQ plus person, your boundaries create safety. Think of all that you do, perhaps without even realizing it. You hold the emotional temperature of the room. You buffer your child from microaggressions. You are translating, calm breathing, redirecting conversations, and scanning for danger at all times. This is invisible work, and it deserves protection. One thing I teach and encourage is the power of pre-scripted boundaries, the low-drama sentences you prepare before the stress hits. Why? Well, because in the moment, your nervous system will choose survival, not eloquence. Scripts give your body a map. Some examples of this might be: we're not discussing gender or sexuality today. Let's keep the focus on being together. That comment isn't okay. Let's shift. We're not engaging in that conversation. Or, if this continues, we'll need to take a break. Short, clear, neutral. Being kind does not mean accommodating harm. Boundaries don't ruin holidays. People violating boundaries ruin holidays. Your job is simply to show up in a way that protects peace, especially your child's and your own. So your strategy for today is to script your boundaries. Create one or two neutral, clear boundary sentences for every potential problematic scenario. Your ritual for today is the boundary visualization. If you can right now, or when you can, sit comfortably. Close your eyes if you're able, and imagine yourself standing in a doorway, the doorway of wherever you are going next. Now picture a soft glowing line around your body. This is your boundary. It's warm, strong, and completely yours. Say quietly, "My energy is my own. I choose what I allow in. My peace is worth protecting." Take one slow breath in and out. Step through the doorway in your mind. Bring that glowing line with you and know that you can return to this at any time. If you feel you might benefit from additional journaling or reflection on this, use this prompt. What boundary protects my peace the most in this situation? You are doing the brave work. You are protecting what matters. Tomorrow, for day three, we'll talk about loneliness, the kind that could sneak in even when you're surrounded by people. And we'll talk about how to turn solitude into something sacred. For deeper support, you can join my newsletter or explore coaching at heatherhester.net. Protect your peace, honor your boundaries, and keep choosing what makes you more human and more kind.